we definitely would support the introduction of 30k speed limits outside schools where feasible. It's safer for students, families and the wider community in general. I suppose the Green Schools programme works with Donegal County Council, and there's a great uptake in the Green Schools travel programme here in Donegal. And one of the very first exercises that schools on the programme undertake would be a walkability audit. And this is where students would go out and do kind of assess the area around their school and popular routes to school in terms of infrastructure and safety. And then a review of speed limits would be part of that as well. And then as travel officers, we would assist the schools to send in a report to Donegal County Council. But we have a Love 30 campaign here in Letterkenny. Four schools are involved in the cathedral area there of Letterkenny. And Councillor Jimmy Cavanagh actually has been a great support there, and he has assisted us in arranging a deputation to council members there in the municipal district. So we did that a couple of weeks ago, and that was really well received. So I wouldn't say that. What I would say is that there's a procedure in place for speed limit reviews. Every local authority is required to conduct a speed limit review every 5 years. And so here in the county, the Donegal one will take place in 2022. And it's my understanding that there's a public consultation process that will happen later this year. So, you know, that process is open to anyone to submit. And so, you know, we'd be very hopeful that we'll see positive change in terms of speed limits following that process next year.
But you're at the point, you don't believe, though, that there'll be any designations before that, even though, as you say, you have quite a lot of work done, particularly in the Letterkenny area, in that cathedral area, which indeed is due to go to a one-way system shortly as well, under a public consultation that's underway at the moment.
It is, and that's fantastic. That is brilliant news for that area. Yeah, they received, I think, nearly €1 million in active travel funding for that area, and I believe the design involves kind of better infrastructure, pedestrians, wider footpaths, etc. Well, you know, there's a process in place. A speed limit just can't be changed. It involves bylaw changes, and we need to respect the process. And as I say, I believe the public consultation part will begin later on this year, so that's not too far away. You know, so and in fact, I think both things will complement each other.
And you'd obviously be hopeful that people will take part in that public consultation and that they will make their views known and support that Love 30 campaign.
Exactly, exactly. And we've great support from that area. You know, we've been in contact with local community groups and faith groups and all the schools, not just the schools there in the cathedral, but many other schools in Letterkenny. And so they're very supportive of it. And, you know, we'd love to see a speed limit reduction of 30 across, you know, all the schools in Letterkenny, anywhere where it's possible, really. But I suppose it's also noteworthy, I suppose, to mention that we don't need to wait until the speed limit review. You know, we're all of us that drive, you know, we can all make a conscious decision to slow down a little bit as well. You know, we don't need to drive at the speed limit or even faster in some cases. You know, we can be cognizant of, you know, urban areas or outside schools and just slow down a little bit. You know, there's lots of people out walking and cycling. There's plenty of green schools all over Donegal that are working on the travel team and really doing a lot of work in the promotion of active travel. You know, so it would be great if us as drivers could slow down a little bit and let the children travel to school in an active, healthy and safe way.